Destination Sailing Channel is sponsored by Seawater Pro. If you are buying a water maker, follow the link below and receive an additional set of filters with your purchase. If you speak with Mike at Seawater Pro, don't forget to mention Destination Sailing Channel. Hello and welcome to Destination Sailing Channel.
I am Carla.
And I am Simon.
And we are from the YouTube sailing channel Sailing Ocean Fox.
Over the past 3 years, we have sailed over 26,000 miles through the Mediterranean, across the Atlantic and the Caribbean.
In this series, we will be looking at some of our favorite islands, towns and keys we have visited during our adventure.
This will give you a fresh insight into your next destination, what to expect on arrival, places to stay, things to do, and how to find those necessary provisions, from propane to bananas.
So let's start with this week's location, La Linea, close to Gibraltar.
It is, isn't it? Very close to Gibraltar, in fact. We last visited about a week ago.
Yep.
So that's in spring of 2021.
Yes. So La Linea is located 1 nautical mile from Gibraltar, 16 nautical miles north from Ceuta in Morocco, and 960 nautical miles from San Miguel in the Azores.
Yeah, so if you're planning on doing a passage coming towards Europe and you want to make Gibraltar your arrival place, then La Linea is an excellent stop, isn't it?
Yes,
right,
absolutely.
Next door.
Absolutely.
The language is Spanish, no surprises there, although you will find that English is widely spoken in the marina, but not necessarily
everywhere
you go. The courtesy flag is the Spanish national flag.
So the climate is Mediterranean subtropical with mild winters and warm summers. Rain occurs mainly in the winter.
It was absolutely really pleasant while we were there. We did get quite a bit of rain, and apparently this area of Spain gets most of its rain around about April and May time, and then it settles for the rest of the year. Interesting facts. La Linea is a major supplier of fruit and vegetables to the Rock of Gibraltar. Other industries include the manufacture of cork, liqueurs, and fish paste. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fish paste. It also has an important military garrison with substantial fortifications and a port.
Yeah, the town derives its name firstly from the linea or boundary line separating Spain from Gibraltar, and secondly from the Immaculate Conception of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Its people are called in Spanish linenses.
Ah, interesting. The currency is the euro.
Yes, the time zone is UTC minus one.
The closest other city is Gibraltar.
Which is a walk away.
It's a walk away. I mean, it isn't really part of Europe. It is a separate country. It's a British overseas territory. And yes, it's fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic. You should look up our program we made for Destination Sailing Channel on Gibraltar.
Yes.
Navigation, it's actually really quite easy to get into La Linea, the marina there. There's a proper set of buoys, absolutely no problems whatsoever, any time of the day or night. But you do need to look out for an awful lot of very large cargo ships anchored in the bay.
Yeah. Yes.
So
yeah.
You need to watch those as you come in.
Yeah. So they have a problem now with the orcas around here.
Yes, some friends of ours were attacked only about 2 weeks ago, just off Gibraltar, about 5-10 miles away, through the straits there. And these animals come along. Apparently they're playing most of the time. They're not really vicious.
And in the video they made, it seems like they are playing with the boat, not attacking really. And they said they never felt attacked.
No.
They only felt that they were playing. But there's nothing they could do. Just turn off the instruments and everything on the boat, put the sails down, and wait for them to go.
What they actually do is they play with the rudders, because they find out that they can push the rudder and they move
the boat
and twist.
Moves.
And then the boat turns as well. They push it that hard, apparently.
Yeah.
But they had an Amel, and both their rudders were completely destroyed.
Yeah.
They were just serviceable enough with a bow thrust.
They said they never felt scared, but they were around the boat for 40 minutes, which is quite a long time if you are in a difficult situation.
So, moving on, Voyage.
Region A, so the red square top buoys will be on the left as you enter from the ocean.
Yes, standard European configuration. Checking in, the whole of the check-in takes place at the marina office, which is the white and grey building on the end of the pier there. What you need to do is to kind of go in and go around the back, because the fuel pumps are first, go around the corner, and there's a set of bollards there for you to moor up against.
Okay, healthcare. So there is a modern hospital in town, very big actually, yes. And plenty of private medical services, which are not very expensive in Spain. Yeah.
If you're planning on anchoring, the anchoring is pretty good in the bay there, and there is a dinghy dock at the Club Nautico, which they actually charge you €5 per day. The main harbours close by are Gibraltar, which is Ocean Village Marina, but you will find that is an awful lot more expensive than the Marina Alcaldesa.
Alcaldesa.
Thank you very much. Marina La Linea.
Yes, so Alcaldesa Marina is the main marina with where your 40-foot mono will cost you around €20 a night. They are very cat-friendly, not charging extra for multi-hulls. So
yes.
It is the ideal marina for you to leave your boat for a year, because the year rate for a 40-foot catamaran is about €2,000. Yes.
Yeah. And so you've got an airport very close by.
Yes.
Anchorages. You can anchor just outside the marina in the bay there, which is well sheltered with good holding. Or there's another spot over the west side of the bay called Punta del
Reconcilio.
Reconcilio. Thank you, Carla. Fuel is available at the fuel dock by the check-in house there. Or the cheapest fuel in the Mediterranean is available in Gibraltar.
Yes.
And that's really around about 50 pence a litre.
It is the cheapest you will find everywhere.
So make sure you arrive with your tanks empty.
So propane. The generally in the boatyard or at Shepherd's in Gibraltar, they will fill assortments of bottles.
Yeah, you can go to Shepherd's, take your bottle there and leave it, and then they'll get it filled up for you. And they will fill all different types of connectors and fittings. So buses and trains, there's both really. The closest train station is Los Berros. This is around about 15 minutes away. But from there you can get an intercity train to Malaga in 3 hours, or connecting through Malaga to Madrid in 7 hours. There's also a local bus service, and the buses are very good.
Very good buses, and they take you everywhere, so it's pretty good service.
And the bus station is around about 5 minutes walk from the marina. It's very close.
Yes, very close. So supermarkets. So we have in Spain, the main chain is Mercadona, which is really, really good, and is walking distance from the marina, about 10 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And they also have Carrefour here and Lidl, about 40 minutes walk away.
Yeah. Chandlery. Bahia
Algeciras.
Algeciras is the main chandlery, which you'll find on the approach to the boatyard. If you can't get what you want there, you could nip over the border to Gibraltar, and there you have Shepherd's Chandlery in Ocean Village, and further up the west coast you've got Jib Yachts Chandlery, which we found very good, didn't we?
Yes,
cheaper than Shepherd's.
Yeah. So hardware stores out of the town on the bus N21 bus route. So you have Leroy Merlin. The bus station is just 5 minutes walk to the marina, as we said before. And it's a pretty good shop, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, you can get everything you need
everything
there, really.
You need, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
We just bought 40 cardboard boxes, didn't we? For packing. Okay, moving on to the boatyard. There is a boatyard at the marina. They have a 75-ton travel lift, but the travel lift and the dock isn't that wide, so I'm not sure you could get a big catamaran in there. But the other thing is that the yard isn't that large, so you really do need to book in advance. Otherwise, you may not be able to get in. Because it does look after all the boats which are in Gibraltar as well.
Yes.
Sailmaker. There isn't actually a sailmaker here, but Dunn Sails have a loft in Tarifa, which is around about 15 miles west of here. Also, UK Sails, they've got a loft up along the coast towards Malaga. Destination Sailing Channel is sponsored by Seawater Pro. If you are buying a water maker, follow the link below and receive an additional set of filters. If you speak with Mike at Seawater Pro, don't forget to mention Destination Sailing Channel. Check out our video where we installed our Seawater Pro water maker. So what to see and do? One of the things that La Linea is most proud of is its 14 kilometres of sandy beaches.
Yes, beautiful beaches.
Beaches too.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely lovely.
So the mild winter climate and 3,000 hours of sunshine annually enable you to stroll along its beaches through the year. It is a beautiful place to go and walk in the beach.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're into golf, there is a golf course very close by, a Lynx golf course. So you get the old clubs out. Yep.
At Fincalcaidesa, there are many activities on offer. So hiking trails, rope bridges, rock climbing, zip lines, horse trekking, bicycle excursions, four-wheel drive tours.
Canoeing and orienteering. And you can also do survival training. Archery, and there's an educational base there for children.
Yes. One of the main things is going to visit the Rock of Gibraltar. You can go and see the monkeys up there. It's very nice.
Yeah, the rock is absolutely fascinating. Yeah. It's been a sort of garrison town for centuries. It's completely different over there to here. It's like Little England over there, where here it is definitely Spain.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's actually really very interesting.
The tunnels to go and see.
Yeah.
It's a lot to see. In the life there looks very normal.
Yes.
It looked to us very normal.
It did. Yeah. Yes, at this time it is absolutely normal over there. And it's a great thing to walk across, because to actually, you go through the customs point and then you actually walk across the runway.
The runway,
It's quite incredible, actually. Yeah. You can see the width.
And if there is an aircraft going up or coming down, so you just, they just stop everyone and stop the cars and stop everyone crossing, and you have to wait for the airplane to go. It's quite nice.
Yes, absolutely right. Yeah. So, connections. Gibraltar Airport is less than a mile away from the marina, and it has international flights to lots of European destinations and connecting flights through Madrid or through London.
So thank you very much for listening to our channel.
Just a reminder that you can see our adventure on YouTube at Sailing Ocean Fox.
Yes, they are episodes 162 onwards, and we will put the link from the description below.
Destination Sailing Channel is supported by Seawater Pro. If you are buying a water maker, look up the link below and receive an additional set of filters with your purchase. You would also be helping us to produce these free podcasts and videos.
You can listen to Destination Sailing Channel as a podcast. Just search for the channel on your preferred podcast platform.
This is Simon and Carla from Sailing Ocean Fox on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all the major podcast platforms.
Until next week, fair winds wherever you are sailing.